Broadcasting live for Startup Riot 2013 from the beautiful Tabernacle in Atlanta, Georgia, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Startup Riot 2013. I'm Taylor Kelly with my co-host Trevor. How you doing, Trevor?
I'm doing great. This has been a pretty awesome day.
Yeah, I've met a lot of great people, a lot of great companies, and it's pretty exciting how motivated everybody is.
Oh yeah, it's inspiring. I want to start a company.
I know, me too. We should do it.
Let's do it.
All right, we have a great guest with us today. It's Joseph with Agency Spotter. How are you doing, Joseph?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. So tell us, Joseph, what you guys got going on over at Agency Spotter? What's going on down there?
Yeah, so what we do is we help businesses find the right creative agency a lot faster than they do today. So creative agencies, just if you're not sure, is the whole stretch of advertising, design, digital, PR, and research agencies.
Okay, so you would more or less target, say, a startup company or something, someone looking to get started, looking to get their marketing out, get their name out, and you help them find the people to get in touch with, correct?
Exactly, and actually, lately we have been talking to a lot of startups who are sharing the struggles that they have and how do they first get their logos designed, websites built, and marketing collateral out there. What we can do is help them find agencies that are interested in working with startups and the budget range that they're looking for. And of course, we go beyond just the range of startups. Huge corporations like American Express and Coca-Cola use us as well.
So you guys are here just as much for business as you are looking for everything else, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're making some connections. Great, cool.
So what is the advantage of having your company as opposed to just no middleman, just trying it on your own?
Yeah, so the way it happens today is businesses go to Google and they type in digital agency New York City, mm-hmm. and they get a million results as basically a lot of garbage because Google's not made for a vertical search. They're spending 3 to 6 months looking for an agency, and in the end, we're seeing results like 67% of CMOs are still dissatisfied with their current agency rosters. So what we're doing is providing them a really easy-to-use and systematic way to search for an agency that fits their exact needs.
Okay. How did you get into doing this? Where did the idea from this come from?
Yeah, so my co-founder, Brian Rajenzik, we both come from working in large brands where we were responsible for finding agencies, hiring agencies, managing agencies, and sometimes, unfortunately, firing agencies. Mm-hmm. So we suffered the pain point over there of the frustration of how do you stop going down the path of least resistance to the agencies you've always worked with?
Yeah.
And how do you find that specialist agency that you're looking for? And then Brian's uniquely qualified as well because he's also been running his own user design agency. So he's suffered the pain point on finding business, which is another thing that we help is agencies get discovered and compete for business they don't normally get to.
Okay, so you already had a lot of background on who kind of to avoid, who would be great, you know, everything like that. So does that mean that right now y'all are more of a local firm, like local company, or do you plan on branching out, or have you already?
Yeah, it's sort of a mix of both. So we're in our public beta since November, and we did do a regional focused launch here in the Southeast and specifically Atlanta, where we first targeted Atlanta-based agencies and brands who are looking for agencies, but it's hard to contain that launch. So, I mean, we've already spread, you know, New York, Boston, San Francisco, Chicago, London, even though we originally focused here.
So, okay, say I have an agency of my own and I want that guy to find us. Do we go to you as the middleman? Is that how that works?
Yeah, so the way it works is you can simply come to agencyspotter.com and just request to have your agency listed or profiled, whatever you want to call it. And you can build a profile for free if you'd like. It's pretty basic, but what we like agencies to do is upgrade into a premium account that lets them share more information in their portfolio. And then what we do in turn is we will feature you across the site and give you more exposure, allow you to show up in more searches. And what agencies really love and get you closer to your next deal is we'll give you targeted leads showing you who's interacting with your portfolio, what side of types of people and companies and brands are interested in you.
Okay, so am I going to come to Agency Spotter? I'm going to come to Agency Spotter to find help in finding these companies, but are you going to show me the right person for me? Or do you just list every single agency that wants to come to you, you know, and wants to be listed with you?
It matters how specific you get in your search. So if you just came to our site and checked off the box, I need an advertising agency, and hit search, you're probably just going to get advertising agencies. And our search logic will still order them in a way that we think is most relevant for you.
Okay.
But the more information you give us, such as maybe location or budget range or size of agency, will help influence the way the search results come back. And then, of course, we have user-generated data, such as ratings and reviews.
Okay, great.
And we can tell you how you're connected to the agency through your LinkedIn network. And all those things will help influence your results.
So how much money I put into my advertising might help my results? Or?
That's possibly.
So we kind of touched a little bit on, you know, the benefits of you guys being here at Startup Riot, you know, being able to meet all of these, I mean, potential customers of yours. What else brings you here? Are you here just looking for ideas? Are you here looking for funding?
Yeah, we're definitely here looking for funding to sort of give us that exponential growth. You know, we've got positive momentum on both sides of our platform, mm-hmm. gaining more users, more agencies, but we need that really sharp right angle of growth. And so you need that investment to hire the right people and spend the right money on marketing. So that's one thing we're definitely looking for. Beyond that, you know, we like to sort of spread the wealth and, you know, help out where we can. So we're looking to make connections to help motivate other startups here in Atlanta, because I love the startup scene in Atlanta. Yeah, I personally absolutely. Live in Boston, but my co-founder is here and our office is here, and this is where we're headquartered. And I'm really encouraging when I come down here to see how it's going.
Okay. So is that going to be the next place you expand to then? Is Boston the next place that you look at the centralized market?
Well, I would say from a marketing standpoint, the Boston, New York, San Francisco corridor, that's our hot ticket. Yeah. So that's where we're about to really blow it out.
Okay, great. So you guys, I thought Trevor had a question for me over there.
We had a good routine going.
We did. We've been great all the way up to this point.
I shocked you.
That was a great answer. That was a great answer. Okay. Great. So what's next for you guys? What stage are you at right now? You know, I know that you have, you know, you've already kind of got the Atlanta market on lock.
Yeah.
You know, what's next for you right now?
Next for us is figuring out what messaging resonates best with each side of our platform from a positioning standpoint. And once we nail that down, which is what we're doing in our beta here mm-hmm. in Atlanta, then is really the blowout in New York and San Francisco, where there are tens of thousands of agencies. And just so if you don't know, there's 120,000 creative agencies just in the U.S. that we need to get on the site.
And you would like to list 120,000 agencies?
I would like to list every agency in the world.
That would be great. That would be great. Okay.
Did you guys get a chance to present already?
Yeah, I was part of the first group, so pluses and minuses with that, but yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of great businesses here. So you guys, you obviously have a website. Do you also have, say, a mobile app where maybe it's a condensed version?
Yep. So our site is mobile optimized as of tomorrow when we push our next release.
As of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
Which, you know, we release every day basically in a startup. We haven't built an app per se yet, but that's in the works. But right now we just made sure we're mobile optimized.
Okay, great, great. Right. So what's, man, I was doing great all the way until right now. I had all sorts of questions. Your answers are just, they're great answers.
You're stumping us.
We really
can't catch you.
All right, so who else do you have in the group with you? There's you and you mentioned a co-founder.
Yeah, my co-founder, Brian, and then we've got two great developers, Chris and Mladen.
Okay.
And that's basically the core of our team. And then we've got a sort of a talent pool of creatives that we call upon to help us out as well.
Okay, great. And so you guys have been around for how long?
So Brian and I got together about almost a year ago mm-hmm. And went around with our alpha designs. And then we moved into a private beta in May and March at TechCrunch. And then we've been public with our site since November.
Okay, perfect. Cool. And so if anybody wants to get in touch with you, all of these other marketing sites and all of that, all those people out there, how would they get in touch with you guys?
Yep, the most simple way is just go to agencyspotter.com. Or if you want to contact me, it's just joseph@agencyspotter.com.
joseph@agencyspotter.com.
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, you've been great having on here, Agency Spotter. I mean, this is the place for you to be right now. Hopefully you've enjoyed social, you know, I mean, Startup Riot so far.
It's been social.
It has been very social. I'm your host, Taylor, here with Trevor. We'll be back with Startup Riot in a minute.
Great.
Thanks, Joseph.